The guardians from the spiritual world will uplift the sincere sadhaka. I am actually an enemy to the path of real devotion. I'm a traitor or a disbeliever if I can't believe that Paravyom, or the spiritual sky, is constituted of all venerable units to me. Everyone and everything in the spiritual world is worshipable above me and to be honored and revered by me. If I can't believe that, then how can I enter the spiritual realm? Only with the plea of service. How can I serve you? Kim karomi? How can I please you? Only with the plea of service will I be called to the spiritual world. Yes, you come here to serve me. Only if I'm invited can I go there. Otherwise, I can't even put my toe in that realm. I must believe that. We must have faith that the whole soil, the whole environment, is venerable and worshipable. Mercy will come down from there, from the land of the guardians, the protectors of devotion, the distributors of love. The eternal residents of the spiritual world are my well-wishers. Nitya Ashavadak. How much can I love myself? A child can learn how to love by learning from the mother who loves him so dearly and so completely, and the father. From the guardians, he can learn about love from his mother and father. The mother and father love the child more than the child can even love himself. But similarly, we as sadhakas, or practitioners of devotion, we must have faith in the guardians, the higher conception of the plane of the spiritual world. We must have faith that there is a spiritual realm full of personal consideration. It is a land of affection, of care. There is judgment there. There is mercy and grace. The spiritual world is the land of my protectors, the land of my caretakers, the land of my eternal guardians, my eternal well-wisher, as Srila Prabhupada used to say when he signed his letters, your ever well-wisher, Nitya Ashravadak. We must have practical faith and understanding of these spiritual matters. If God or Krishna is everywhere, then he must be seeing everything. He must be looking out for everyone and watching over everyone and providing and maintaining for everyone. Just like the sun in the sky is like a grand eye extending throughout the universe. As Gita tells, the sun and the moon are the eyes of the Lord. The sun is the eye of the Lord watching over us in the day, and the moon is a cooling, solacing, comforting eye of the Lord guarding us and directing us at night. The guardian eye of God, of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is always above, blessing the sincere devotee. And by his glance, when the sadhaka qualifies, the Lord will come down and reveal everything within the mind and heart of the sincere devotee. So the guardians of the spiritual world are Rupa Goswami, are Rupa Manjari, are Raghunath Das Goswami, are Rati Manjari, our Lalita Sakhi, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, our Gaura Kishore, our Srila Prabhupada. They're always waiting there, always watching, always looking, always caring, and ever ready to uplift the sincere and surrendered sadhaka to eternal residence in the spiritual domain.